I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is your husband still attempting to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm in love with you, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I thought we shared that. Obviously I did send that video earlier today. And obviously have the invitation open to dialogue and reconciliation. The actions that are happening right now are cruel, not only to me, but I believe to you and our kids. I just went to visit some friends to encourage them, encourage one another. It's a concept you're probably not familiar with, which is unfortunate. But I went and saw Lynn and Gary, and Lynn was really frustrated. And one of the things that reminded me is, how do you handle frustrations? I mean, your husband isn't there. And do you take it out on others? Do you use a product to help you? Or do you never get frustrated? Are you totally at peace? I don't know. But you see, I actually care for you. What I saw just a half hour ago, I wonder about my own wife. And I don't know how to take care of her. But obviously, I hope you got the point of the video today. Because I do constantly wonder. One of two things is going to happen. We're going to reconcile. I'm going to reconcile with your dad, reconcile with at least some of the kids. Or you're going to go through the rest of your life showing absolute hate towards me. And I would suggest in disobedience to the Lord. And then post that. Our kids will find out that their dad was trying to reconcile with them. And what are they going to think? Why didn't mom reconcile with dad? George asked that question. He's probably not the only one. And of course, I have no idea what's going on with George. I assume I'm just being isolated from him. I assume he never got the tie. I assume he's never got the disc. I assume he's never seen any of the emails. And I'm going to have to try to do more and more things to get that across to him and to others. Because I'm a follower of Christ, because I'm seeking reconciliation and obedience to Christ, because I really love you. I hold nothing against you. I love you, and I want you back. Dorothy Jane, I hope that's clear by now. Yeah, I'm going to continue to get harder at this. Because what's happening is wrong. But I love you. Just thought of that. I use the song from the Beatles, When I'm 64, in that video that sent you this morning. But there's another song from the Beatles that was popular. I Want to Hold Your Hand. It's a popular song. Dorothy Jane. I want to hold your hand. I love you.